U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to increase federal funding to battle opioid addiction. This comes as Long Island is experiencing another spike in opioid overdoses. Schumer wants to add $3.2 billion to the National Drug Control Program, bringing the total funding to $42.5 billion. He says he knows there are solutions.
First is prevention, going to the schools and everywhere else, telling the kids this is no way out. Don't listen to the drug dealers and those, even your friends who may be pushing this stuff. The second is treatment. As I said, we know treatment works. And the third is recovery, making sure that once people are treated, they walk into good lives.
Officials say there were 36 confirmed fatal opioid overdoses during the first 3 months of 2020 in Nassau County. Suffolk County has had 53 confirmed fatal overdoses so far this year. Schumer says a significant percentage of the funding should go to Nassau and Suffolk County to battle its opioid crisis. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Suffolk County residents, you're going to be paying a little bit more for water pretty soon. Connecticut's baby bonds program gets delayed, and a new bill in New York to help women seeking abortions. Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. Most Suffolk County residents can expect to see a 4% increase on their public water bills starting in June. WSHU's J.D. Allen explains.
Suffolk County Water Authority customers will pay about $1.73 more per month on average, or just over $20 per year. That's in addition to the $80 annual water quality treatment fee, which remains unchanged. Last week, the yearly J.D. Power Consumer Research Survey found generally lower customer satisfaction scores for water suppliers across the country. A Suffolk County Water Authority spokesperson said lower customer satisfaction rates are understandable, with, quote, rising water rates caused by rising costs during the pandemic. The Water Authority is the county's largest water provider, with among the lowest rates. To avoid high summer water bills, the authority also offers a balanced billing option that allows customers to pay the same amount during each billing quarter based on previous water usage. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Connecticut lawmakers have delayed an ambitious baby bonds program designed to close the state's worst-in-the-nation wealth gap. Patrick Scahill reports.
For children whose birth is covered by the state's Medicaid program, baby bonds were supposed to set aside $3,200 each for investment starting last year. When they reached age 18, they could use the money for qualified expenses like education or a down payment on a home. But now, state lawmakers have voted to delay the program by 2 years. Treasurer Sean Wooden, a longtime champion of the program, said he was disappointed by the unexpected vote. Representative Geraldo Reyes is with the Black and Puerto Rican Caucus, which supports baby bonds.
We heard from the governor. He wanted to invest and is investing in the now. And we say we need to do both equally now and for future children that are still below that poverty threshold.
The administration wanted to see investments in early childhood education, classrooms, and social support, says Governor Lamont spokesperson Max Reese.
Investment in the children right now are things that we all agreed with the legislative leadership when it came to what we viewed as a priority investments.
State Treasurer Wooden announced earlier this year he would not run for re-election. Lawmakers voted to delay the program just a few weeks after that announcement. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
New York's AG is pushing for a $50 million fund to help women seeking abortions. More on that coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
A nonprofit watchdog group has awarded 4 Long Island hospitals an A rating for patient safety. The hospitals are among 19 across the state to receive the top mark. The report released by the nonprofit Leapfrog Group on Tuesday was based on patient safety from preventable errors, accidents, injuries, and infections. The Long Island hospitals include St. Francis at Heart Center in Flower Hill, Mather Hospital in Port Jeff, North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, and NYU Langone Hospital Long Island in Mineola. Nassau University Medical Center in East Meadow has had the most consistently poor safety ratings of any Long Island hospital. Its new D rating is its 8th in a row. Volunteers say historical structures at Sleeping Giant State Park in Hamden, Connecticut were vandalized. Multiple quarry buildings were spray-painted with cartoons and other vulgar messages. Park officials say cleaning the structures will cost thousands of dollars. Volunteers turned over photos of two men who can be seen vandalizing the structures to park security. Defacing historical buildings is a felony that could result in a fine. A study to assess how people are treated by the justice system in the town of Southhold on Long Island has entered its second phase this month. The Southhold Justice Review and Reform Task Force will focus on how low-income communities and people of color are treated by town justices, the court system, the district attorney, and councils. The task force was launched in March. Members underwent training and began their research in April. Attorney General Tish James is pushing for a bill that would set up a $50 million fund to help out people seeking an abortion in New York. Karen DeWitt reports.
Hochul announced the new funding in reaction to the leaked U.S. Supreme Court opinion that seeks to overturn the 1973 landmark abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade. The governor says the funds will subsidize travel, lodging, and other expenses associated with the procedure to be used for people who live in states where abortion would be banned if the Supreme Court does strike down Roe.
I'm directing the Department of Health to create New York's first fund ever to support abortion providers. $25 million will expand capacity and access for patients seeking abortion care, largest fund of its kind in our nation.
The governor says $10 million will also be available to increase security protections for clinics. The funding comes from the Health Department's Emergency Fund. It's controlled by the state's health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett. The money would be ready for distribution as soon as the court acts, Hochul says.
Being proactive. I said I'm better at playing offense than defense in anything I do. So we're preparing for this. It's going to take a little bit of time for the criteria to get out there, the information for the applications to come in online. So we're anticipating to have this go live as soon as that Supreme Court decision comes down.
While the state Democratic leaders support the funding, some Republicans do not. GOP Chair Nick Langworthy, in a statement, called Hochul's and the other Democrats' announcement manufactured hysteria designed to distract from the absolute dumpster fire they've created in New York. Langworthy says the governor and other New York Democrats should be focusing instead on the rising crime rate and high cost of living. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen anytime online at WSHU.org, or you can listen on the radio. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your friends. If you got any thoughts or story ideas, anything you want to share with us, you can send it to news@WSHU.org. That's all for me today. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you.